Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Stop Ruining Your Relationships 10-in-1 by Vivian Whitmore is a self-help guide focused on relationship repair, emotional regulation, and behavior change. The title and available listing information indicate that the book is organized as a combined practical guide for readers who want to reduce toxic, negative, rude, or hurtful patterns in their interactions with others. Rather than treating relationship problems as purely interpersonal misunderstandings, the book appears to frame them as habits that can be observed, interrupted, and replaced through structured practice. Its emphasis on anger control, empathy, respectful communication, boundaries, and rebuilding trust places it squarely in the contemporary personal development category. The book seems designed for readers who want direct strategies rather than theory alone, with an approach that likely blends self-awareness, cognitive reframing, and day-to-day behavioral tools. Because the available public information is limited, the analysis stays close to the clearly signaled themes in the title and description. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book treats relationship damage as a pattern of behavior rather than a fixed personality trait. A central idea suggested by this book is that toxic or hurtful conduct is not presented as an identity, but as a set of repeated habits that can be changed. That framing matters because it shifts responsibility from vague self-blame or blame of others toward observable actions, what is said, how anger is expressed, how conflict escalates, and how respect is maintained or lost. In practical terms, this kind of book is usually strongest when it helps readers identify the exact moments in which relationships deteriorate, such as sarcasm, defensiveness, contempt, withdrawal, or impulsive reactions. By treating damaging behavior as modifiable, the guide likely encourages readers to focus on interruption, replacement, and consistent practice. This is important because relationship repair rarely happens through insight alone. Readers need a way to connect awareness with behavior change, and the book's premise appears built around that bridge. Secondly, anger control is positioned as a first step in preventing harmful reactions. The title and supporting listings point to anger control as one of the book's core functions, and that choice reflects a practical understanding of how many relationships break down. Anger often acts as the immediate trigger for rude remarks, harsh criticism, shouting, or retaliatory behavior. A useful guide in this category would not simply tell readers to calm down. It would explain how emotional escalation works and how to intervene early enough to avoid doing damage. The book appears to emphasize structured control rather than suppression, which is an important distinction. Suppression can store resentment, while control aims to create a pause between feeling and action. That pause gives room for better communication and more deliberate responses. In a relationship context, anger management is not only about reducing intensity, but about protecting trust, preserving dignity, and preventing momentary frustration from becoming a lasting wound. Thirdly, empathy and respectful communication are presented as alternatives to toxic interaction. Another major theme indicated by the book is the replacement of harmful communication with empathy and respect. This is significant because many relationship problems are not caused only by disagreement, but by the manner in which disagreement is expressed. A person can challenge an issue without humiliating, dismissing, or attacking the other person. The listing suggests the book encourages readers to talk with respect, build empathy, and use kindness as a practical skill rather than a vague moral ideal. That likely means learning to listen without immediately rebutting, to recognize the other person's perspective, and to avoid language that escalates conflict. Empathy in this context is not about agreeing with everything the other person says. It is about understanding how one's words and tone are received. This makes the book relevant to couples, family members, friends, and anyone trying to repair a pattern of communication that has become corrosive. Fourthly, the guide appears to emphasize boundaries and trust repair as part of long-term relationship stability. The available description points to setting boundaries and fixing broken trust, which suggests the book goes beyond immediate behavior correction and into relationship maintenance. Boundaries matter because they define what is acceptable, what is harmful, and what each person needs in order to feel safe and respected. Without clear boundaries, even sincere apologies can fail if the same injurious patterns continue. Trust repair is similarly important because once a relationship has been harmed, people do not rebuild confidence through promises alone. They look for consistency, accountability, and changed conduct over time. A book with this focus is likely useful because it recognizes that damage control and future prevention are related, but not identical tasks. Readers need both the language to stop harmful interactions and the structure to prevent repetition. That combination makes the guide more practical than books that only discuss emotional insight without addressing follow-through. Lastly, the book likely uses a highly structured, solution-oriented format aimed at immediate application. The 10-in-1 framing and repeated emphasis on complete guides suggest a workbook-like or system-based approach, rather than an abstract psychological essay. That matters because readers drawn to this title are probably looking for direct tools that can be used in daily conversations, arguments, and moments of self-correction. The apparent structure likely breaks the broad subject of relationship harm into smaller, manageable skills such as anger regulation, empathy, positivity, gratitude, respect, and trust building. This kind of organization can be valuable for readers who feel overwhelmed by the size of the problem and need a clear sequence of actions. It also makes the book easier to use as a reference, since a reader can focus on one behavior pattern at a time, in a crowded self-help genre. This practical segmentation is one of the clearest differentiators, because it turns a broad interpersonal problem into a set of manageable behavioral targets. In conclusion, How to Stop Ruining Your Relationships 10-in-1 is best suited for readers who recognize recurring conflict patterns in their personal relationships and want practical ways to change them. That includes people who struggle with anger, harsh communication, defensiveness, negativity, or broken trust, as well as readers who want a more structured framework for improving the way they speak and respond under stress. Its main value lies in its action-oriented focus. It appears to connect emotional awareness with specific behavioral correction, which is often more useful than advice that stays at the level of general encouragement. Compared with many relationship books that center on theory, personality typing, or broad romantic guidance, this one seems to emphasize immediate conduct, self-monitoring, and repair. That makes it especially relevant for readers who want to know what to do in the moment, rather than only why conflict happens, within the self-help category. Its combination of anger control, empathy, respectful speech, boundaries, and trust repair gives it a wider relationship focus than books aimed at only one kind of interpersonal problem. For readers seeking a practical reset, that breadth is its most distinctive feature. If you would like to support Vivian Whitmore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.